चक्षुरुन मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रभायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विजे इतो नृसिंह परतो नृसिंह जतो जतो जामि ततो अन्तर्नृसिंह बहिर्नृसिंह नृसिंहमादिं शरणं प्रपद्ये
Today is very auspicious day. The birthday of Prahlad Maharaj. Appearance day of Nrisimha day. So I came in morning and told that all these speakers, at least not less than 12, more than 12, 20 devotees should explain and speak on this subject. Only, I think it would be better that they have not spoken anything. Oh, a shloka and its meaning given by Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and his purpose. It was more, lakhs, millions of times better. So I cannot appreciate what they told bogus here and there out of subjects. I wanted that from beginning, first chapter to last chapter, I also indicated them. But they violated. So I'm very worried. How can they preach? And how can they follow my orders? Especially, this was not day of Jai Vijay. For some
background.
Outlines. Yes. They should have told that, oh, they were also Jai Vishay. Oh, this was enough. But they should have read Bhagavatam and its meaning given by Swamiji. I heard that some bogus speakers also told Raman has 10 heads. What was the purpose of telling all these things?
11 heads, 10 heads.
And also some bogus speakers also told out of subject that Raman was in the swayambar of Sita at the time of marriage. What was the purpose? I don't know. Simply they should read. Oh, that was so much better to glorify. Especially if they have told about the teaching of Prahlad to demons,
children.
It would be very, I would be happy, very happy. Why they speak out of subject, I don't know. Then how they can preach my mission? They should not speak out of subject any time. I want that. I know that if I have told to Mahabharata, my Bharat to Radhakanta, Atul Krishna, Prabhu, oh, they had done more better than these speakers. So I don't want in future that they should do like all these things, unwanted things. I thought that they would read all Bhagavat that I told, but they never did. Perhaps he followed something. Arana Maharaj also spoke something. But hours and hours out of subject, bogus things, I don't. I think it would be better that you should not speak anything that I have not told. What I have told, you should tell. Otherwise, you will speak so much out of and bogus things that is not written in even Bhagavatam, Ramayan, or anywhere. So try to follow me. Like I never go out of the subject and speak which is written thoroughly in Srimad Bhagavat and epics. Not like, not hearing by anyone. Not hearing. Only any bona fide person. Then I am coming to subject. You should be alert and very careful about this. I am worried for one person so much. And he is here. I don't want to take his name, bogus person. Now, I wanted that all those things should be done. Yeah. When Prahlad Maharaj went to the school of
Sandamata.
And after some time he returned back. And his father was very much angry with Sandamarka. And he told that I will take your heads. Why you taught these things? And then trembling, he told, I have not told like this. I have not told that what Prahlad is telling. I don't know why he is telling himself. You can ask who has taught, myself or another. And then he at once turned to Prahlad and asked, where you have learned? If your these two bogus guru has not told you, then who has told you? And you are telling very
boldly
all these things. And then Prahlad began to tell. Do you remember this shloka? You should speak something. I wanted that this subject should be dealt, but what they do?
ओम ज्ञानदेमिदं हस्य ज्ञानं जनशदाकय चक्षुलं विदितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः.
So what Prahlad Maharaj answered to Hiranyakashipu?
Matir na krishne
parato sato va
mito vipadyeta griha vratanam adanta govir vishatam namishram puna punaschar-vita-charvananam.
Oh, my dear father, those persons whose consciousness is not fixed on Krishna, but on other things, even if they take help from others, even if they come together individually, or they can come together collectively in an assembly, they cannot understand actually what is the goal of life and what is their real self-interest. The real self-interest is to engage in Hari Bhajan. And they can never know this, not by all of their endeavors, not by coming together, not by making any committee or group or anything. What is their problem? Oh, they have uncontrolled senses. Those who are Griha Vrata, they have taken a vow to remain in this world, oh, I must take birth after birth in this material world, and somehow or other I will try to find some happiness. This is called Grihavrata, or Grihamedi. And following their uncontrolled senses, they repeatedly engage in chewing that which has already been chewed. Some sugar cane has very sweet juice in it, and someone will chew it and extract all the juice and spit it out, and then some dog will come on the street chewing it. And he wants to taste something, some very little, but he's chewing that which has already been chewed. This is the position of those who are trying to enjoy in this material world. There is no rust. There is no real enjoyment in this world. But still, we are very foolishly slaving, working very hard, trying to extract a few drops of pleasure, like one drop of water in a burning hot desert. And following this path, what will be the destination? Adanta gobir vishatam tamishram. Then they enter into the darkest region of ignorance. And they must go to hell to suffer so many reactions for
who,
all of their sins.
Who will go? Guru and disciple both. They will go to hell. Both. And then,
Nate vidu svarta gatim hi vishnum durashaya ye bahirata maninas andayatandhae rupaniya manas te disha tantriya murudam nivadha.
They cannot know what is their real self-interest, who is the ultimate goal of life, which is to worship the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And they are instead pinning their all aspirations on false hopes, vain hopes of trying to enjoy in this world. And those things which are external to their real self-interest, those things which have nothing to do with their real self, oh, the body, wife, children, home, family, job, society, all of these things, oh, they are pinning all of their hopes on these things that somehow or other these things will make me happy. And such persons are completely blind. They do not see their real self-interest and they do not see the goal of life. And it is as if they are following other blind persons. If one blind person is following another blind person, what will be the result? They must fall into a ditch. As Gurudev is saying, if Guru is blind, if Guru does not know, Arajyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayastat Dhamma Vrindavanam, all of these things which have been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which we have the greatest respect, then Guru, disciple also, must go to hell. If anyone is pretending to be Guru and leading another person, but that person, their eyes are still closed, if they are not seeing, Param Drishtva Nivartate, if they have not actually experienced, if they have not realized who is Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna, then that person, guru and disciples both, they must go to hell. Because one blind man leading another, this is called in Sanskrit, Andhaparampara Nyaya. It is the logic of the blind leading the blind. And what will be the result? They must stumble into a ditch. Hare Krishna.
No. Then Prahlad Hiranyakashipu became very angry. Oh, you want to tell me that I am blind and my guru, Shukracharya and Sandamarka, they are bogus persons, they are not intelligent, they don't know anything. You know, only you know more better than them. I will kill you. Then Prahlad Maharaj, what told? Naisha Mati.
Naisham matistavadurukramangrim skrishantyanarpagamago yadarta
mahiyasam
vadagajobhishekam nishkinchananam labranita yavad.
Oh yes, you both are blind. Your guru and you. You are demon, I know. So you are blind. And if you are not taking the dust of lotus feet of high qualified Vaishnavas, then your mati, your
intelligence. How can your intelligence be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna if you have not bathed in the dust of the lotus feet of any great elevated Vaishnava? It will not be possible. How all of your anarthas will go, and how your mind can be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, unless you have taken shelter. If that person wants to be Nishkinchana, actually if they want to become fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, they must take their bath in the dust of the lotus feet.
Who are Nishkinchan?
Who is Nishkinchan? One who has no possession, whose only possession is Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Padabja Dritaika Hridi. One in whose heart there is that supreme possession, the treasure of the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. Mm. Taking shelter of that personality, only then can we achieve success.
Oh, good. I wanted all these things to be explained here. But bogus speakers, they told so many things out of subject. I don't know how they will preach in future. So I don't want these things. And then what became? What became afterward? He became very angry. And he took his sword and club and wanted to kill him. And he ordered that bring elephant, mad elephants. No? Mad elephants. And bring poisonous snakes and throw on him. And they should kill him. Oh, bring poison and give him forcibly. Oh, bring my sister. Throw from mountain, in ocean, binding him in any stone piece that he should drown. And they did. Oh, thousands of soldiers came to kill him. But they could not do anything. Then he became fearful. Oh, I wanted to kill him, but he is not going to kill. So it may be that I will be killed by him. And he became very anxious for this. But Sandamark were there. They
console him.
And they told, oh, don't be worried. You have own Indra, all the demigods. Why you are so anxious? Oh, this is like a mosquito. You can do like this and he will be killed. So wait a little. Our father Shukracharya has gone anywhere for meditation. So he will return back and he will make this boy a very good boy. So don't be worried. And then they took Prahlad with him. And they took to their school and began to teach again. What teaching? Rajniti, politics, duplicacy, duplicity,
hypocrisy,
diplomacy, and all other things. How to earn money, how to rule a country,
divide and control.
Yes. Oh, you should. They began. Prahlad, telling nothing. He was remembering his Krishna. One day, the teachers told Prahlad, we are going for any very important job. So please, for some time, for some hour, you should control all, like monitor. And very soon we are coming. Then they went. And Prahlad, all the boys began to play here, there, and they wanted to go here and there. As a teacher, when he is absent, then boys began to do play here, then, and noise, making noise. They began, Prahlad Maharaj told them, requested them, don't do so. Please hear me. I will tell something that you will be happy in your life. And what? Then Prahlad Maharaj began to tell. What? In brief, something. Have it, it has been told?
No, no.
No, they have not touched anyone?
We only came to maintain the Krishna.
Bogus thing. Bogus. I'm very worried. Oh, you should give him.
You should
try to tell.
Shri Gurudev has ordered me to
Malli,
give a few words.
Sending
on
news
what
will not do.
The Lord Maharaj told his classmates when his teachers went out for the recess period. They wanted to play, thinking we'll worry about self-realization later when we get too old to do anything else. So Prahlad Maharaj warned them, Komaram acharat pragyam dharmam bhagavataniha. That is, you should begin right from early childhood to pursue self-realization. Suppose we have 100 years to live. The first 10 years are wasted. Well, the first 50 years out of those 100 years are wasted because one sleeps at night. Then the first 10 years out of the 50 remaining, one plays foolishly as a child. And then the next so many years, he tries to enjoy sense gratification. He gets married, he gets children, he relishes the pitter-patter of the child's feet and the sweet words of his wife, and in this way the next 20 or 30 years are wasted. Then the next 10 years are also wasted, reducing his life to nothing, because as an old person, he simply is attached to the previous years and just reminisces. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling his classmates that don't pursue economic development, don't pursue attachment to money. That doesn't bring any happiness. Just pursue self-realization. So this was the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj to his students in brief.
More clear. Paranna. More clear. It is not so clear. She should touch the point on.
Om Gana Chimarandasya Gana Nanasalaka Chachur Nulitam Jena Tasmai Si Gurudeva Namaha.
Bas.
Shri Gurudeva ordered me to speak a few words regarding the teachings of Shri Prahlad Maharaj to his school friends. So when the teachers went for a break, all the friends began to play and run around here and there. Prahlad Maharaj called them, "Oh, my dear friends, come on, come on. Please stop playing for a moment and listen to what I have to say." They said, "Oh, now we want to play." He said, "No, no, please hear something very important. Kamara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavatan hitan dolabha manasa janma tadapya dhruvam artadam." My dear friends, this human form of life is very, very rarely achieved. After many, many lifetimes, one has a chance to take birth as a human being. And even though this form of life...
Oh, you should think that Prahlad Maharaj is instructing you all and try to follow in your life all these instructions. And then you should help others. If you are not yourself following, how can you teach others? Go on.
Even though this human form of life is temporary, like the other forms of life that also come and go very quickly. So even though this human form of life is also temporary like them, yet still it is artadam. It has the facility, it has the power to give something which other forms of life cannot give. What is that? Dharmam Bhagavatam Hitam. In the human form of life, one can engage in Bhagavat Dharma, that is Prem Dharma, the loving devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and make a solution to all of the problems of life. They told him, but Prahlad, we can't do these things when we grow old. Hmm? Religion is for old people. He said, no. Kamara acharat pragyo. From the very beginning of your childhood, kamara means from the age of 5. At once you should take to this. Why? Because if you don't, every moment of your life which is passing, you're collecting so many sanskars, so many impressions. And when we have seen and heard and we have done so many things which are not devotional service, then later in life when we come to practice devotional service, all of those material activities, all those different types of nonsense, movies and very different things we have seen and nonsense music that we have heard and all foolish so-called recreational activities that we have performed, at that time when we try to chant and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of those things will come and fill our hearts. The sound of the children calling and very deep attachment comes to house, to the home, to even to the furniture in the house. How many very deep connections come just by living a materialistic life? So he said, no, at once from your childhood, while your heart is somewhat smooth and not filled with the clutter of so many material experiences, you should spend your time in hearing, chanting and remembering. Otherwise, 50 years of your life will be lost in sleeping. The first 10 years of your life is...
No, after that. Nat prayaso kartavyo.
He told them, na prayaso kartavyo. It is not your duty to work very hard for searching for material happiness in this world. Why? Because all types of happiness, just as distress comes automatically, this happiness, it will come by itself without any endeavor. So if you are working hard in this world in order to acquire for yourself security and comfort and material facility, then you're wasting your time. Because whatever comfort and security and facility will come, anyway it's coming by the laws of karma, as a result of your karma fal. So don't squander your time in this. You should try to attain the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hearing the very bold words of Prahlad Maharaj, his friends were impressed. So they asked him, so how can we do this? How can we follow this path of devotional service? He said, patiently listen to me.
Have you explained?
Guru Sri Sustra.
Oh, the 100 years of... you should tell that.
Otherwise, if you not take to the path of devotional service, what will happen? 50 years of your life will be spent only sleeping. The first 10 years of your life will be squandered only playing games. Because in childhood, we have no good sense to understand what to do and what not to do. Then the next 10 years of your life will be spent in education, trying to learn some skill, some art, some profession, by which you will maintain yourself in your life. So 50 years are gone in sleep. First 10 and then another 10 years in childhood and education. And the last 20 years of life, from the age of 80 to 100, then what can you do? What can you do? You cannot do anything because the body is falling apart. If you try to chant, coughing, mucus, headache, pains here and there, going to the doctor every day, then how will you use your energy and become absorbed in the service of Krishna if you begin at that time? This is quite irrational. If anyone wants to become a lawyer, then they start studying. From the age of 5, they go to school, and then college and university, they become a lawyer. No one will tell their children. Or when you're old, then you should begin to learn. Why? Because at that time, when you're old and you start to learn something, your memory is already finished. You cannot learn or remember anything.
At that time also, how can you give up your newly married wife? Weeping small children's form.
So when you have collected so many material attachments, after that, how will you leave them? How will you give them up? If you will try to leave them anyway, by force they will come into your mind again and again. So don't go in this path. So 20 years...
If your father is too much old, how you can give up? Your children's very small and very lovely speaking, papa, mama, like this. How you can give up then? Your beautiful gardens, beautiful dogs. Even. How you can give up then? So, better to give up everything and to chant and remember. And then, stop. Very good. Thank you. And then, also, he told them, if you want to be happy, what you should do? Practice bhakti yoga. And what was that?
So, when they ask, they impressed by Prahlad Maharaj, then they ask, how we can practice this bhakti yoga philosophy? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, listen, it's very simple. You are learning in school so many years, you have not to do so many endeavor. Very easy and very quick you can learn all these things. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, Guru Sustru Saya Bhakta Sarva Labhar Panena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhakta Nam Isra Radhanena Cha. You have to serve your spiritual master. How? Sustru Saya Bhakta with Bhakti. Just like it mentioned in, as before, in other scriptures, Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasvaite Katita Jharta Prakasante Mahatmana. Just like you have parabhakti for Bhagavan, same type of parabhakti have to be in Gurudev. Do you think Gurudev is mortal person? What he told, I know better than him. This is not good. Then you have to go hell. So, yasya deve parabhakti yatha deve tatha guru. If you do so, then tasvaite kathita hyartha, then in surely he artha nischit rupena, and surely that meaning and significance of sastra will manifest in your heart. Then you have to serve Guru this way. Who is Guru? The Sandamarka. No, they are not bona fide Guru. They are Father Shukracharya. No, no, never. Why so? They are entangled in material thing, in 3 W's and 8 D's. Where? They are entangled in women, oil and wine. How they can teach all this philosophy? Not possible at all. So, you have to go in proper channel. Who is Guru? Who is not attached in material thing. Moreover, he must be expert in all scriptures. Moreover, he must be a realized soul. If you go to him and serve him, then you can learn all these things very quickly and very easily. Guru Susriya Bhakta. After that, Sarva labhar panena cha, which you have, which you possess, you have to offer, you donate to him the lotus feet of Gurudev. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, manasa deha geha jo kichu mor, or pilutua pade nanda kisor. Which you, I have, my mind, my body, and which I have acquired in this world, have to surrender everything, and you have to be of your Gurudev. Then, the importance, the significance of Shastra manifest in your heart. Sarva labhar panena cha. And what more to do? Sangena sadhu bhaktanam. You must have to be in good association. If you not be in good association, you could not advance. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has told, Idadati pratigrinnati vijam akhati prichati bhumte bhajeta chaiva sadavidha priti lakshanam. You have to give something and have to accept something for them, and you have to tell something, have to listen something, have to open your heart to them and have to reveal their heart, and have to feed them and have to take something from their remnant.
Tasmat sarvaputesu daya uruta sahudam.
So if you do these 6 exchange with Vaishnavas, then your Krishna consciousness will increase. If these 6 exercises you do in bad association, then you will go bad and bad. So, Sangyara Sadhu Bhakta Nami Vidupsa, then Isaradhana will be perfect, otherwise not possible at all. So, this is the philosophy of taught by Prahlad Maharaj to his demonic friends.
Then what they asked Prahlad? You are always in the school of Sandamarg, but from where you knew all these things? Then he told. What told?
Then Prahlad Maharaj told, I never learned from this bogus guru. My guru was Sri Narad Rishi. When I was in my mother room, I learned all these things from my spiritual master, Devarshi Narad. And he told his all history when he was in his mother room.
Okay. Very good. Then Prahlad told, are you convinced? Oh yes, we are all convinced. Then come with me and we see. So do Sankirtan. And then he began Sankirtana. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda.
Hare Nanda Kishore Krishna Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Hare Nanda Kishore Krishna Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Nanda Kishore Krishna Govinda Hare Nanda Kishore Krishna
Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda
Hare Krishna Hare Hare Krishna
Go on. Prahlad! Why are you doing this? Don't laugh! Are you children? Are you following the Vaishnavas?
Yes!
Do you know who I am?
Yes!
I'm Hiranya! Kansi Poo!
Boo!
Where's your Vishnu? Where's your Vishnu? Where is he?
Everywhere!
Yes, he's everywhere!
Yes!
Is he in that pillar?
Yes!
Is he in that pillar?
Yes!
Let me see!
Yes! Yes! Very good. Thank you. Thank you for this good deliberation. And in a moment, Nrisimhadev took his what?
Intestines.
Intestines. And he took in his
neck like a garland.
And began to roar. And his jata.
Mane.
Oh, began to fly in the air as if whole world may be finished. But oh, he was so furious at that time. Brahma saw, Shankar was there, Lakshmi was there, all were there. Oh, he will finish whole universe. They requested Brahma that you are his son, you should go and pacify. Oh, this time I cannot go. He will, what? He will, he will kill me. Even then they requested to Shankar, oh, I cannot go. And after that, oh, Lakshmi Devi, always you are serving him and messaging him. So please, you should go and pacify. Oh, today I cannot go. Then Brahma and others, they requested Prahlad, you can do. So you should go. Oh, hearing this, Prahlad, oh, very boldly, no fear at all, he jumped in the lap of Nrisimhadev. And Nrisimhadev, seeing Prahlad, what he began to do? Oh, he began to weep bitterly. Oh, tears so much coming. And he was like Chatna. Oh, licking his body as a lion licks his cough. Like that. Because he was half animal and half. So like this. And after that, he told Prahlad, I'm very worried that I've delayed. Your father has given so much trouble. He wanted to kill you even. But, oh, I delayed. For this delay, excuse me and have any benediction you like. Then, what Prahlad Maharaj told, I'm not a business person. For your service, I don't want to beg anything, any boon. Prahlad, you must have any boon, because my darshan is amog.
Not in pain.
So you must ask any, to please me only. Otherwise, I will not be pleased. So you should ask any boon. Then he told, my father should be excused and he should be liberated. Oh, it has been done. How it has been done? Because anyone who is Uttam Vaishnava, oh, 21 generation will be liberated. Though they are not Bhakta, even. And those who are Madhyam Adhikari, oh, they will be liberated, their father, mothers, 14 years. And if anyone is Kanishth even, but sincere, chanting, remembering, then 7 generation, easily they will be liberated. So your father, oh, in first generation, he must be liberated. So ask any boon. And then what he told? Oh, if you want to give me boon, please give me that. I should be alive in this world for so many years. And all these problems, reactions, the endless chain of birth and death, and that pain, I should taste, suffer. And they should be all, top to bottom, should be liberated. Oh, all. Well, how can it be? Nrisimhadev told. Then what he told? Oh, very easily you can do, because you have come for your bhaks. All the living beings are part and parcel of yours. And they are eternal service. So I know that you must certainly liberate them. Then he told, oh, if anyone will hear, they will remember. They will tell to others these pastimes. Then they must be liberated. Gradually, how? First taking asa of Gurudev, then siksha, diksha, and gradually they will be liberated. Thus, he never took salvation or saij mukti. He rejected everything. So Prahlad Maharaj is so high class of Param Bhagavan. Nrisimhadev told him that you will be the adarsha.
Ideal.
Ideal upama rahita.
Incomparable example.
All will tell a bhakt like Prahlad Maharaj, like this. He is a bhakt like Prahlad Maharaj. Where any subject of bhakti will come, they will tell, oh, Prahlad was Mahabhagavata. So many difficulties of the life came, but he tolerated. He did not want to give any cause to his father, or he never replied in harsh words. So we should try to realize all these things and try to practice bhakti yoga like Prahlad Maharaj. I wanted that this should be elaborated and
elaborated.
Oh, this should be discussed in this, explained in this, today in this class. But I am very, I am disappointed. This subject should be dealt with, giving up on other things. From future, you should be careful for this. Then, I want to glorify Prahlad Maharaj for so many subjects. But a kirtan should be done, that I will take some rest. সকলকে কীর্তন করে নাম কীর্তন
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ Thank you.
Lady is separate, they will separate. Go on.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna.
After this, I will glorify something. In the meantime, they should be ready for play, drama play. Are they ready? They are being ready? 5 minutes or after 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I'm going to do something. Yes, you should come. Then I will speak. No. You should sing. At once. Come on here. Okay. Very soon, quickly do.
Take a minute.
You can come here. Radhana. Damodama can come here. That I can easily give you slap. Quickly. Oh, you two may come here if you like.
No, they have the electric board.
Oh, yes. Oh, why delay? Or 1 minute is very.
Father's pride and joy will sing, till he heard him sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bolo bolo.
Chanting. Chanting, chanting,
made that king so mad, he tried to kill his son. Prahlad kept chanting Krishna's name, it could not be done. He threw him to demons that boil him in oil, put him out in the wind and rain. Prahlad kept chanting Krishna's name, so it was done in vain. Hiranyakashipu then yelled, Prahlad, is your god here? He struck a column with his fist. Lord Narsingha appeared. It wasn't by day, it wasn't by night, it wasn't on land, it wasn't on sea. It was not by animal, it was not by man. He was killed by the Supreme Personality. Bolo, 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 bolo.
Players should be ready, but listen very calmly and very carefully. Why Nrisimhadev came from a pillar? Why? To make true the speaking of his. Prahlad Maharaj told Nrisimha Hiranyakashipu when asked, where is your Prabhu? Have you seen him ever? Oh yes, he is everywhere. There is no place where he is not. In atom, in the heart of all living beings, everywhere, in pillar, here, there, everywhere he. Do you believe? Then know that Krishna is watching everywhere. Whether you are stealing anything, doing nonsense, other cannot realize, but he can know. He is everywhere. So Prahlad Maharaj told, everywhere. Then his father told, oh, he is in this pillar? Certainly. And he at once took his club and with his fist. He crushed the pillar. And at once a very roaring sound came from the pillar. Like how much? How? Oh, give him. How? A road can. And he was looking. Oh, where, from where sound is coming? Then he saw that. Oh, from pillar he is coming. So sattam abhidhatam hiji bhakta bhashita. Also, he is so merciful that Narada has given course to Jai Vijay. Sanat for Jai, and to make true their bhashitam, their, and that is why he came here, and to fulfill the truth boon which Brahma has given, that anyone cannot kill you by your creation. Not in night, not in day, not in any year or month, in night and day, any by weapon or anything. And then to make his words true, he came in the evening, just coming, not even. Some darkness will come, sun will set. And what became? Oh, not day and not night, not a sky and not in earth. Oh, he took.
Not inside, not outside of the room.
Out of the room. He took Hiranyakashipu.
On his lap.
Lap. And no weapon. Oh, with his nails. And he torn out.
Torn out.
And he took his.
Stand.
And began to. Satyamapidha. So he came from there. And he saw that I am everywhere. You don't think that I am alone and doing nonsense. You cannot. He will see. His eyes are sun and moon. Oh, like in air here, in the atoms of air. Secondly, Nrisimhadev wanted to cheat Prahlad by bones. And he wanted to give him what? The Sai Jimukti, what was given to Shishupal. He wanted to give. He wanted to give that salvation that even so many rishis, maharshis, in the line of Shankaracharya, in thousand and thousand, but they cannot
achieve.
And that very easily he wanted to give him, but he denied. Diyamanam api na grihanati. He was again and again requesting Prahlad that you should take bone to be in me, but he refused. Also, I am not a business person, baniya. That instead of in revenge,
in exchange.
Of my seva, I will take any boon from you. What to tell this Sai Jimukti? I don't want to be in Vaikuntha even. Nothing I don't want for this. Then he told that, oh, what you want? Oh, you should be merciful to all living beings. And by that I will be pleased and you will be also pleased. Because you are so bhakta-vatsal that you know that all living beings are your past and personal and eternal servant. So please be merciful to give that thing to all. And if you want, I will be in this world forever and suffering for all these things. But he never took that. Oh, he told also, Janma Sahastresu Jesum Brajam Meham Tesu Tesu Achala Bhakti Achyutast Sodam. Oh, Achyut, you are Achyut. Achyut means?
Infallible.
I know. So, I want to take lakhs and lakhs births. But I always want that wherever I will be, I should receive a high class of association and always worshipping you. I don't, nothing. You see, and I told you that there Lakshmi was, Garuda was, Brahma and Shankar, Lakshmi were all. But he told, he gave the preference to Prahlad Maharaj. And he told, oh, I don't like Shankarshan. I don't like my Lakshmi. Even my messenger or what? Garuda, chariot.
Carrier.
Garuda. And Brahma. I want to be bhakt like you. So I could not thug nahi saka. I cannot cheat you. So you have conquered me, own me, myself also. And then he also told to demon that he explained or he explained. Guru Shushrushanam Bhajanam Ayum, everything in very
short time.
He did all things. And he never cared for any problem that came. His father wanted to kill him, but he never cared. If death is, oh, it will come. And not, then anything can do me. So he was, very bold. You should also be bold like him. I'm telling all these things for you. That if death coming, so many problems coming, try to keep your feet on the heads of all the problems and sufferings. Don't be
upset.
And try to do bhajan without any hesitation or without any vigna badha.
Obstacles.
This is the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj. You know that when Vaman Dev came in a very
dwarf, small form.
Dwarf like. His feet, his steps were very
small.
And he came and he told that I want something from you. Bali Maharaj became happy. You should boon anything, very beautiful wife, kingdom, heaven, wealth, reputation, position, or easily I can be. But what became? I'm a Brahmin. I'm satisfied always. So I don't want anything else. I want only three
steps of land.
Oh, that where I will sit and do bhajan. He cheated. And then he began to laugh and to joke with that dwarf. Oh, you are like a boy. Your intelligence is also very small, like a child. I wanted to give you everything, but you never like. And then, trickily, he took and at that time his guru, Shukracharya, prohibited. Don't believe in this. Oh, Vishnu, he is Vishnu, not dwarf. Be careful. Give something that will not be harmful for you. Something you should give. Not everything. But he told, if he is Vishnu, then anyhow he will take and everything is his. So why should I not give? And if he is not Vishnu, he cannot take anything. Only three
steps
of life. And then he told that if Shukracharya is not giving
vow,
then I will do. So take water and do. You should read oath sankalpa. What means sankalpa?
Vow.
When he took water and taking vow, then Shukracharya, he will not obey me. And Vishnu will take everything. So I must cover that water that it should not come. Vishnu at once took some stick and he what?
Pierced.
In the spout. And at once blood began to come. Oh, from where? Oh, he became blind from one eye. He has one eye is only worldly things, not Paramartha. So he's blind by only one eyes. And if anyone will they will do some problem, those who are coming to do bhajan or accepting guru, then they will must be blind by one eyes. So don't give any problem for your husbands, your children, your wife or friends, anyone. If they want to do bhajan, oh, tell them, oh, you are doing very well. I am blessing you, helping you. So you should do like this. If your husband is going to do bhajan, oh, don't stop. And if you will stop, then you will be blind by one eye. Then what became? Bali Maharaj did, and at once the tricky person, black, from earth to sky, so long, three bikram. And he wanted to, his one step took up a whole
upper planetary system.
Second upper, first whole lower. And then second,
upper.
There was nothing now to give. Then he told where should I keep my third step? Oh, then he was also tricky. He told that I'm giving, fully surrendering to you, you should take my body. And he did Atmani Medan. But what became? He binded him, Bali Maharaj. And he began to weep. At once Prahlad Maharaj came with Brahma and told what? Oh, what are you doing, Prabhu? Your name can deliver whole world. And you are himself coming here and he has given everything to you and you are binding. So tears came in the eyes of Prahlad Maharaj. Why? For the affection of Bali. Who was Bali? He was son of Birochan, the son of Prahlad Maharaj. That is nephew, grandson. So, seeing his grandson, Prahlad Maharaj, tear was coming. And, that Prabhu saw him, that he is weeping out of mamata. Then he became so humble. And then told, Bali Maharaj, you should ask any boon you like. And he was tricky so much. I want that I should live in Sutta. And Krishna at once gave him Nrisingadev for the kingdom of all Sutta. And told, then he also told, I want that in my palace there are 49 gates. It is no certainty that when, by what gate or lane I will go. I want that everywhere, by what lane I will pass, you should be standing. In day, night, all time.
Many times.
And thus he made him Dwarpal, gatekeeper. And Vishnu accepted this happily. Why? Why he gave to this benediction to Bali? Due to the affection for Prahlad Maharaj. Now, Bali has nothing done anything. Only the donation of whole three worlds cannot give this mercy of Vishnu. No? Understand? Cannot. Anyone cannot satisfy him by any wealth, position or anything. So, he gives this bone to be always present in his palace due to Prahlad Maharaj. And he told Prahlad Maharaj, you should be always here and I will be also here. So this was only for the affection of Prahlad Maharaj. You know the name of Banasur?
Yeah.
He was Shiva Bhakta. He had thousands of
arms.
Aniruddha anyhow, he went to his palace, very secret place. And he has love and affection for his daughter,
Usha.
Anyhow, Banasur knew, and he wanted to arrest, and he arrested, tried to arrest Anirudh, and he was fighting. Oh, that message went to Krishna and Baldev with Narad, tricky person. And he told that, oh, he has captured your grandson. And at once Krishna, with whole army, he reached there and began to fight with Varnasi. He had 1,000 arms, and by that, oh, so many clubs, arrows, and everything, he began to fight. But Krishna, what did? Oh, he was cutting his all hands. In the meantime, he remembered Shankar. Shankar at once came and began to fight by the side of Banasura. But what Krishna? Oh, he shot an arrow of what? He took Shivajwara and he Vishnujwara. And Shankar was defeated. Then Shankar remembered Parvati. And she came and became like naked in the front of Krishna. Then Krishna stopped his fighting. And then he told, what you want? Oh, Shankar, oh, Parvati, they requested. We want that, oh, he should be saved and don't kill him. Then Krishna told, oh, I will cut his all arms as except four. I will give. And he will be very favorite and loyal to you, and well, and he will worship you. Then, why it was done? Why? What was the reason? Oh, Barasur also was in the dynasty of Prahlad Maharaj. And due not to Shankar, not for Parvati, not for anything, only for Prahlad Maharaj, he get this boon. Also, you know, at the time of when Vishnu was in the palace of Bali Maharaj as a gatekeeper on his whole
palace.
At that, once Raman came to conquer whole world, and conquering everywhere he came that to Sutal. And that time he wanted to fight with Bali Maharaj. He knew that he is very strong person. And he wanted. But what became? Oh, Vishnu, by his thoker, dashing by his feet, toe. Oh, he threw Raman to Lanka at once, very far away. Why? Because he will come and disturb, and Prahlad Maharaj and his grandson Bali Maharaj is there, and also many things will be done. So for Prahlad Maharaj, he threw that Raman there, from there. Also, when he was in Sutal, in the palace of Maharaj Bali Maharaj, once Dwarka was invaded by Kush Daitya. There was a Kush demon, and he invaded Dwarka. And all became afraid. He wanted to kill all Dwarkavasi, inhabitants of Dwarka. And they began to cry, and they sent Durvasa, you can go like air, where our Prabhu is, you also know. So go and tell them, him, that at once he should come and he should save us. Durvasa went there, and he prayed to Vishnu, that, Kushdath has invaded Dwarka. All are dying. He is killing to all. Please come and save them. Then what Vishnu told? Aham bhakta paradhinu. I am I am defeated by my devotees. So, I am in their control. If you like, you can pray Bali Maharaj, and if he will order me, then I can go, otherwise I cannot go. And then he requested Durbasha. Oh, Prabhu, Bali Maharaj, oh, please allow, oh, this Vishnu to go with me and to save Dwarkavasi. All are dying. Then what he replied, Bali Maharaj? Oh, you know everything. And what you can do? But I cannot allow this tricky person to go away from here. Oh, he always Brahma, Shankar, or doing namaskar in his lotus feet. How can I order him to go? I cannot. So what will be of Dwarkavasi, I don't know. I don't care. But I will not let him allow to go from here. Why? Because Prahlad Maharaj was there. Only all credit goes where? So how he was high class of devotee. You also know that why he accepted the kingdom of whole world from Nrisimhadev. He never took the boon of going to Vaikunth and salvation or other things. But he accepted kingdom of whole universe. Why? So that I may easily preach bhakti everywhere. For this it. So if you have money, no harm. Use it in the service of Krishna to preach bhakti everywhere. Then, oh, Krishna will be happy. All devotees will be happy. Bhakti, they will be. And you also. Also, once Prahlad Maharaj, he went to Naimisharanya to visit the place. And he saw a tapasvi, a rishi, having jata. Jata, you know?
Matched log.
And also he had some
bow and arrow
and some sword. Then Prahlad asked, oh, why you are doing so? You are in Rishi Muni Vesh, Tapasvi Vesh, and also like Tamasic Vesh, having sword and bow and arrow. Why? So, if you are in this, I cannot let you allow that you should do. So if you want, you can fight with me. Otherwise, I will not allow you to do so. Either be Rishi Muni, either
Kshatriya.
Then he told that, oh, I accept your challenge, and he became ready to fight. And both were fighting. Who? Himself, Prahlad Maharaj, and himself, Sri Lord. No, both were fighting. Oh, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days went. But he was not defeating that. Then he thought, who is he? And he became entranced, meditating that, who is he? Why am I not defeating him? And then he saw at once that a garland which in the morning Prahlad has given to his deity Nrisimhadev, oh, that person has same garland his neck and he is fighting. Oh, he is very cheater. Began to laugh. Oh, Prabhu, and then he left his
bow and arrow
and began to pray. Then Prabhu gave him darshan and told, oh, don't see. Oh, he told that I have promised that I will defeat you. So I could not. So what should I do? Then Prabhu told that, oh, always I am defeated by you. Always, not today. Always, you have defeated me and I am defeated by you. So Prahlad Maharaj, oh, how high class of devotee. Oh, Narada Rishi, when he was going to the devotees and telling that you are most merciful patra,
recipient
of Krishna. Oh, from beginning, from worldly bhaks and to Brahma, Shankar, and to Prahlad when he went, then Narad was glorifying all these things to Prahlad Maharaj. Why? Then he prayed to Vishnu. Oh, I have a course from Daksha that you cannot stay a moment anywhere. Only you can stay, oh, a cow can be milked. Only this time. And also Jara. Jara means old age. He came to Narada and requested that I want to marry you. But he at once fled to Golok Vrindavan. And at that time, this Jara, old age, gave course to him. You cannot stay to a place, oh, more than a time, milking cow. So now he is telling, I don't care for all this. I want to always in, to be in Sutal and to serve you. So why? Because Prahlad Maharaj is there, and due to that, oh, Vishnu is always there. So there are so many glorification. That is why Prabhupada has told, you should read Prahlad Charitra at least 108 times if you really want to be here. Don't gallop to be in Vrindavan Gopi Prem. Don't be mad for Gopi Prem. No? First be Prahlad, and then gradually Hanuman, then Pandava, then Uddhava, and then any servant of gopis and gopis. Then, not before that. So try to follow all the instructions of Prahlad. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Chakshumartanam, Nivedanam. You should try to follow. And also you should follow. Don't disobey your guru. Always brishambhena. And then all the instructions of Rukusha. And be happy forever. Also my benediction to you also. I will pray Krishna and Nrisimhadev today. Now I want that very soon a place should be done for drama play and they should come. I want to finish before sun. Some andhakar coming, the darkness coming. So this at once they should come and begin. They can take what? Microphone and above. You should come nearby here and you should get some place. Nishingadev. Behind that door. At once you should bring and take this table from here.
Yeah, I'll bring.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, if we could just have your attention for 1 minute, please. Thank you. Everybody, please sit down. In about 1 minute, we're going to begin this drama play. We have a few announcements to make. First, we're thanking everyone for coming. Such a nice big crowd here. We have a few things of concern. One is there have been some children in the pool who are under 12 years old, and someone actually almost drowned. So we're asking if all parents could please be very careful. No children under 12 years old should be in the pool at any time without the supervision of their parents or anything.